Michael Jones joins me for a look at movies. Good morning.
Or in this case, look at movie.
Yes, we're going singular. You're pacing yourself, I assume, for the next Star Wars film.
Perhaps.
Sure.
Well, should I light it up, Nick?
Please.
Well, I'm going to talk about Only the Brave today, starring Josh Brolin, Miles Teller, Jeff Bridges and Jennifer Connelly, directed by Joseph Kosinski. Did you see Tron Legacy?
I did.
Well, Joseph Kosinski was responsible for that one. Anyway, Only the Brave, it's based on a true story. It's the story of the Granite Mountain Hotshots fire crew, and that's all I'll say at the moment. In 2007, Eric Marsh, played by Josh Brolin, was frustrated that his local fire crew kept getting gazumped when it came to fighting all the big forest fires in his area. Despite their local knowledge of conditions and weather and ground and stuff like that, hotshot crews from around the country or out of state would come in and take over the job,
okay,
which was really frustrating because they were certified, apparently. So finally, Marsh gets approval from the local mayor and area commander, played by Jeff Bridges, to try and get certification, hotshot certification, for his crew. Along the way, though, comes new recruit to ignite tensions, a former junkie and just general loser, Brendan McDonagh, played by Miles Teller. Initially, you know, sparks fly as he doesn't fit in with the rest of the crew, but eventually everyone starts getting along and the crew becomes certified hotshots and they become the Granite Mountain Hotshots. And everything is crackling along nicely for a while until one day the crew are called out to help fight a forest fire at Yarnell Hill, Arizona. In this film, just be prepared for a lot of macho bluff and bluster and posturing because, you know, it is about firemen, and as well as a lot of really awkward ham-fisted dialogue when describing the characteristics of a wildfire. They often sort of giving the characteristics of women or in kind of derogatory terms and animals. It was just, it's kind of yuck. And I just found that a bit awkward. But anyway, and expect at least one story of redemption. I might have hinted at that one already. Brotherly bonds being formed in the heat of battle. Lots of blokes driving around in pickup trucks, listening to Jeff Bridges strum country music on his guitar, and family picnics. Also, there's a few family dramas as well, so we get to know and love this fire crew and the people that are in it and the families that surround them. Everything is quite normal and, you know, it kind of sucks you in. That, you know, the drama taking on a slightly soapy quality, you know. But as soon as the fellas start talking about hopes and dreams for the future, you just get the feeling that some of them might not have a future. And look, that's all. I don't want to give away any spoils. Look, Only the Brave, like I said, it's based on a true story, and you can look up what happens to the Granite Mountain Fire Crew. It is a bit of a slow burn at 134 minutes,
ooh,
but the great cast does help you get right into the film and identify with the characters portrayed in this story. Look, some of the visual effects in this film are really quite spectacular. The wildfire sequences are actually quite terrifying to watch as they swoop across valleys at frightening speed and burn down everything in their path. Look, Only the Brave, it probably will suck you in, but just beware of becoming too emotionally invested as you may get burned.
Thank you very much. I'll tell you the one thing I know about this, and I've just looked it up to confirm I wasn't going crazy. The mayor of the town, Mayor Worthington, is played by an actor called Forrest Fire. There we go. Everything I knew about it. So there we go.
Well, I don't want to say anything more.
No, thank you very much.
Pleasure.
We'll do this again in a week's time.